Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The left fielder, Tony Scott. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger takes first base on ball four. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to second. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger moves to third. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Manguel reaches second base with a double. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manguel. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. Manguel steals third. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley strikes out. There goes Manguel. He's safe. It's 1-0, Expos. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter bunts in front of the plate. Swisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to second. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Mackinnon reaches second base with a double. Parrish scores. It's 2-0, Expos. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Mackinnon moves to third. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Manguel hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to third. Cardinal moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley strikes out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Jorgensen goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-0 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Lockhock moves to second. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Lockhock moves to third. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 1 in the game. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mackinnon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mackinnon moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers bunts towards the mound. Rochelle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mackinnon moves to third. Foote moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mackinnon scores. Foote moves to third. Manguel moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, Expos. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it and throws to home to get Foote. Manguel moves to third. Foley moves to second. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8 to nothing, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen juggles the ball. That's an error on Jorgensen. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter strikes out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mackinnon strikes out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 2 in the game. Foote hits a pop-up towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Expos. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trillo hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Foot fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morales moves to second. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Dunn now playing second base. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Manguel bunts towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogers moves to second. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Champ Summers pinch hits for Rick Rochelle. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carter. Summers reaches second base with a double. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Scott. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Summers scores. It's 8-2, Expos. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field. Scott picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Scott. Kessinger scores. Cardenal moves to third. It's 8-3, Expos. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Madlock hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cardenal tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 8-4, Expos. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Monday for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Cubs 4. The Expos will come to bat. Champ Summers now playing left field. Milt Wilcox now pitching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. Carter steals second. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mackinnon hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockhock hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-3 in the game. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Cubs 4. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-3 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Manghul hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manghul. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. Manghul steals second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manghul scores. It's 9-4, Expos. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-4 in the game. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 9, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Summers hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adrian Garrett pinch hits for Milt Wilcox. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.